This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We start the program today with our favorite four-letter word, J-O-B-S, jobs. Unemployment is down, as we learned last Friday. That's good. And people are coming back into the workforce after being let go or having given up earlier in the pandemic. But what those people might find once they get to the workforce is kind of not so welcoming, because finding a job is not getting any easier. There's a monthly report the Labor Department puts out. It's called JOLTS, Job Openings and Labor Turnover Summary, just like it sounds, what openings there are out there. And the good news is that they were up a bit, those openings, last month from September. But still, there were a lot fewer openings than this time last year. So Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going by checking in with some of the job seekers he knows to see how they're doing.
The key stat right now when it comes to finding a new job, there are nearly twice as many job seekers as job openings. That's what 29-year-old Dana Marlin is up against. She's been looking for a new job in sales since she got laid off back in March from a company outside Chicago that puts on marketing events.
As the weeks went by, I started seeing people who were my own managers, people who had a lot more experience than me, posting on LinkedIn that their teams were being laid off. They themselves are being laid off. So these are the people I'm competing against.
Marlin says she's had lots of interviews, but no offers. That's also how 26-year-old Bailey Tripp's hunt for a new digital marketing job is going in suburban St. Louis. And she says COVID is a concern if she does get an offer.
You know, I've had interviews where they've made it very clear that as a new employee, I'm expected to be in the office for a time that's made me uncomfortable. But I have to balance, you know, finding a job and accepting something versus my own safety.
And slogging it out in this pandemic-afflicted job market isn't for everybody. Amy Wilson is 38 and lives in Longmont, Colorado. She's worked as an office and operations manager. She and her husband were both laid off in early spring, and she launched her job search as the economy started reopening in May.
But just was not having much luck. Hiring was depressed. I wasn't getting the callbacks for the kinds of jobs that I wanted. So yeah, kind of just made this decision to go back to school instead.
She's taking classes, aiming to have her associate's degree in communications by this time next year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.